Complaints about taxi drivers refusing to take passengers to their desired destinations have increased by more than a third over last year, so the city's moving ahead with a plan to increase fines and penalties. Officials hope expensive tickets and the risk of suspended or even revoked licenses will stop drivers from saying no to customers. Drivers say that while there may be many reasons why they decline a trip, most agree the overall problem is essentially an economic one. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
Refusals stick in the craw of a lot of New Yorkers.
That's David Yaskey, commissioner of the city's Taxi and Limousine Commission.
It may be a small issue in terms of dollars and cents compared to other things, but it's a big issue in how it feels to New Yorkers.
It's not as if drivers loathe going to the outer boroughs. Most of them happen to live there. But to be successful, they say they have to focus on volume, not distance. Bashir Betker has driven a cab for 6 years. He says he needs to make 20 to 30 trips a day to make a profit. He sees a simple way of doing that.
I would prefer to stay in Manhattan and prefer to be picking up passengers one after the other, because in Manhattan you get passengers very frequently.
Most cabbies who rent their taxis and medallions begin their shift in the hole. Lease prices range from $105 to $129, with hybrids costing a few dollars more. Then there's the 5% fee drivers pay for every credit card transaction, not to mention the cost for tolls, parking, and the occasional moving violation or other ticket. And now?
Gas now is $4 or more.
That's 26-year driver Seth Goldman, relaxing with a beer after his usual 12-hour day shift. He says these concerns are always swirling in drivers' minds.
You're very focused. You have economic pressures. When you hear Brooklyn or Queens in the morning rush hour, you think, oh, that's ruining my day.
Driver Majinder Singh says it can take 40 or more minutes just to get across a bridge into the outer boroughs, and then he might return to Manhattan without a passenger. It becomes a losing proposition.
Everybody's come to work to make money, not lose money. If the driver can lose money, I think it's not worth, you know.
Then there are times when Singh doesn't exactly refuse a fare, but suggests that customers might be better served by taking the train.
We tell them, use the mass transit, because it's much more convenient for you to where you want to go, and it's going to save your money too.
And do the customers listen to you?
Sometimes they listen, sometimes they say they don't care, they want to go with you, or that's it.
Another challenge to outer borough travel is shift change, when drivers who lease or share a cab have to return them to garages or face late penalties. For most day drivers, that deadline is usually between 4 and 5 p.m. Cabbies have the right to put their off-duty lights on and ask customers if they're going in the same direction. Driver Bashir Betker says he gets stressed about getting pulled far from his garage in Queens at least an hour before his shift finishes. So he tries to stay in the vicinity of the Queensboro Bridge.
I tell them I can take you to East Side. Anywhere on East Side, upper or lower, is okay with me.
Head of the drivers group, the Taxi Workers Alliance, Beta Vita Psi, says drivers actually refuse trips infrequently, and if the city wants to fix the age-old problem, they shouldn't just devise new punishments.
We don't believe that the solution for the driver is refusal, but we also don't believe that the solution is to scapegoat the drivers. The solution here has to be an economic one because the problem is an economic one.
But Commissioner Yaskey says their compensation has already been addressed.
As far as the economics go, it's built into the fare. And I guess if that's another way around of drivers saying that they think the fare should increase, you know, I'm sure that drivers would like to see the taxi fare increased.
Drivers would indeed like to see their fare raised. Desai says they'll be requesting a 15% increase in surcharges and waiting time since overall fares haven't gone up since 2004. Other suggestions include using the HOV lanes when returning from the outer boroughs, or giving drivers some of the perks of mass transit since taxis move more than 600,000 people a day.
To begin with, we want to be exempt from turn restrictions, that anywhere buses can turn, we believe yellow cabs should also be able to turn. Removing the turn restrictions alone would make a big difference.
But driver Seth Goldman says just about any overture from the city would go a long way.
I would like to see them making our job a little easier instead of constantly harder. Give us a break, like the bus driver occasionally.
But the city thinks the fix should be more stick than carrot. If legislation is approved, first-time fines could rise to $500 for cabbies that refuse passengers, and third-time offenders could see their licenses revoked. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.